Blog Talk Radio.
Talk. My name is Jason McKean. This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Greetings. Welcome to this episode. I think it's my 163rd episode of Wizard Talk. I'm going to acknowledge that and pat myself on the back a little bit. At the very beginning of doing radio shows and all that, I was very reticent. I wasn't sure of what it was that I had to say. And, you know, over the course of time, it's like I've said a lot, I've listened a lot, to various guests and callers. And it's a growth process. Right? Who has to be an expert when they first like start a radio show? I encourage people, if they have the desire to say something, you know, to at least start the process. You know, if you look for it to be the polished, piece that everyone just freaks out over, it's like, you know, no one starts like that. No one starts like that. And to be able to just continue on and access your own inner being and allow for the energy to flow, I'm totally behind that. And I applaud anyone who recognizes that they have something to say. And when is the time to say it? Perhaps now? I would think so. I would think so. So this is a wild card episode because I'm not lazy. There's just sometimes that I like to catch up and integrate, through various experiences. July has been a very busy month for me. You know, I've done workshops and I've got a psychic fair coming up and I teach Mondays and Thursdays. Had a lot of clients, and so it's a there's just a lot of stuff going on, and so I'm just kind of like being in a reflective mood or mode, and so I just want to kind of rest in that energy and just kind of figure out what's been going on, so that I can move forward in clarity. Moving forward in clarity. That I'm all about that. Recently I did this workshop up in Bakersfield at the Enchanted Cottage, and you know, thank you, Stan and Bruce, again for allowing me to facilitate the workshop, and I had a great time. It was very meaningful. The people that showed up for the workshop, they were willing, you know, they were open, and there was no hesitation on anyone's part, and so thank you, everyone. The workshop, I called it Cultivating the Unknown. Cultivating the Unknown with the Tarot, and you know, set it up with the idea that, you know, when you go out to surf the ocean, if you go out there with the mindset of like, okay, I'm gonna control this baby, I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna do all my fancy moves, and you know, it's about me dominating this body of water. It's like, okay, sure, you know, it's like, go ahead. But to not like allow for the ocean to have its say, its power, I think one finds pretty quickly that it's a co-creative process. That yes, you know, you can work on your moves, but the ocean has its influence too. You know, it's not there to bend to your will. And so, you know, it's like making those adjustments along the way so that you can be in a state of flow with it. You know, that's I think that's the key. That's the key to most things, is finding, you know, how and where one can put forth their own ideas, their idea about themselves, their identity, you know, to put that out there, but allow for other influences, other people to have their say. It's like, you know, when you have a conversation with someone, it's like, do you just dominate the conversation? You know, I'm just going to spend this time having a soliloquy about me, me, and me. And then, what do you think about me? You know, is it that, you know, well, I would say if it is that experience for you, it's like, you need to look at it. You know, see how many friends you're losing along the way, if it's a rapid succession of people that you lose in your life, or if people if, you know, feel a part of your life, if they feel like they have their say, then, you know, I'm sure that they wanna hang in there. They wanna be your friend. So it happens in these relationships of choice. So this workshop, you know, it's one of, you know, cultivating the unknown. It's a workshop that's not super planned out. In fact, it's really not planned out at all, as far as you know, it's providing a framework, a space, you know, through the tarot, in order for people to talk about their situations in life, what's bugging them, what's eating them up, what's good in their life. You know, it's not always just about our perceived failures and our suffering. You know, it's about our joy too. It's about the appreciation that we give to our life. And you know, looking at myself and all doing these workshops, I tend to prefer the ones where there's this energetic exchange, as opposed to where I'm just in front talking to people about, you know, stuff. Not to say I can't do that, but my preference, and I think it's my preference as a reader too. When someone sits across from me, you know, if I'm reading the cards, and yeah, I mean, I do have those clients that just say, you know, just read the cards, and you know, I'll make heads or tails of it. And you know, I like the interaction. I like the back and forth. I like, if someone is not exactly clear on what it is that I'm saying or doing, where they chime in and ask, you know, they ask questions and start to see themselves in the process. You know, seeing ourself in our own process, in our own life, that is key. That is key, having that awareness of the part that we play in our life. That is just, I mean, I can't emphasize how big that is. And what I love about a workshop, an experience that allows for people to, you know, not just be spectators, to be an audience, but to participate, to go into a place of where, they don't know exactly how they're wanting to express something or how it's going to turn out. You know, it's their own uncharted territory, and that's where growth comes into the picture. You know, by stretching ourselves, and not knowing exactly how everything is going to turn out, and just going for it, and trusting that the people that show up, the people who are there in the room, that they are there to show love and support. I feel that, I feel blessed in that the people who have shown up for, those various workshops and my teepee experiences, that they have come to release and let go of stuff in a supportive environment, that they trust that the people who are coming to these are in a similar space, a mindset of support, of love, of allowance, allowing for a person to look at their stuff, to look at their shit, and to not put themselves up on a pedestal per se, but to acknowledge that they're having some issues, some problems, and who has the answers, right? It's like we usually have our own answers. It's like a guide, a counselor, a reader, a wizard, such as myself. It's like, we're full of a lot of wisdom. And yet, timing is a thing where someone is ready to accept a new wisdom or something that they know to be true. And it's time to act upon it so that they're making meaningful change. They're not just going through the same cycle of, their brain telling them, it's like, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this, and then feeling guilty because you're not doing it, and then compounding that guilt by inaction and more inaction. Sometimes these gatherings, they can be an impetus. They can be that push out the door where, someone feels a little bit of wind at their back to make change, to get motivated and see that, there's so many people that are in the same boat. It's like sometimes I think that if we think we're the only ones who are in this problem area, or we feel like we're the only ones, that we kind of get down on ourselves. And yet when we see others who are struggling with the same exact things, it's like there's a permission to get things cooking. It's kind of weird, but it is, what I've noticed in these various workshops and afterwards, talking to people, and we all have desires within us, and however we activate those desires to just get them moving. Like I was talking about at the beginning, where, someone has something to say, right? Someone looking for a vehicle in which to broadcast a larger message. And, I notice on, like, Instagram and some of the social medias that But these are great places for people to start out with a voice, a direction, a identity of positive thinking or authentic thinking. I notice that some people will mix up their messages so that it's both the light and the dark, that it touches both the joy and the suffering aspects. It's not just all be positive and rainbows and unicorns, but it shows like the gutter and the when we're feeling down on ourselves as well. And these are potentially powerful places to work your own magic, to perfect your own craft, your voice, to activate who it is that you need to be. And especially in that role as a motivator, an inspirationalist, if that's a word. What's that word that people will put? It's not a trendsetter, but it's that kind of thing. Oh God, it's escaping me. But it's just where, by them taking pictures of themselves and being in these fantastic places that they're setting an example. Right? They're the thing to then emulate. And the word, it's escaping me now, but if I go onto social media like Instagram or so, I'll see it. But it's basically, like someone who's just wanting to be a trendsetter and inspire others to kind of follow their lead. And it's funny, I never thought of what I do in those terms, and I don't recommend it. I don't recommend for anyone to like go out and start growing a 2 foot long beard because it's a way of life. I was telling someone that when I'm carrying a box, it's like I could never be a UPS guy. Because when I'm carrying a box, it's just like it gets caught, and it's like it's weighing it down there, and it's just like it's murder, like pulls my beard. And if you like having jobs where your hair is getting pulled all the time, then okay, maybe it's for you, but I don't recommend it. It's I can live with it, but I also don't like carry a lot of boxes around too. So Oh, my website. Because I have a couple of things cooking coming up here, and I haven't been putting stuff on my website as far as like the events and all. I need to do that. I know I did put the Bakersfield workshop, and but I don't have the teepee up there yet. I've got another Wizard plus Tarot plus teepee in August 23rd, and that one I'm really looking forward to. The theme for that is healing and rejuvenation, and I think someone on social media they asked me about because I said something about how the teepee has a way of generating power, like focusing energy. And certainly the shape of it is something where it's that cone of power, right? And it generates a lot of group energy. And I think the concern was about how I was to control that energy. And I don't see it as me controlling energy. I that's not the purpose of any of this, right? It's like the energy that's generated, yeah. That's kind of like the ocean, and there's no controlling that. I mean, we can tap into it. We can we can learn to ride that energy and kind of get what we need from it. But I don't think that there's any controlling it. So anyway, I don't look at it like that. I look at it as creating energy and then allowing for people to, tap into the healing aspects, what they need to, through awareness and actual energy, using it to empower, to strengthen, to add fuel. Sorry, I'm drinking my my tea. It's not Darjeeling today. For all of you listeners who know that I'm nuts about Darjeeling tea, this one is just regular black tea. I had a querent just recently who was telling me about tea. It's in a box. It's box tea, but it's berries tea from maybe England, and they sell it at Bed Bath and Beyond. There I go, plugging both Bed Bath and Beyond and berries tea. But I'm not getting any kickbacks. I'm not getting a free box. I have to go there to get one. Damn it. But that it was like they make a very sensible cup of tea, a very just rich, full flavored, full bodied tea. And so I'm up to try it. I'm always open. I'm a bit of a tea snob, and just any tea is not. It's not good, I've had the misfortune of going to a Starbucks and them mixing tea bags of their English breakfast and Earl Grey, and that was horrible. That was an awful mix up. They all kind of look the same, the bags, and the person was I guess new. And I'm driving away, I'm in my car, and I almost do like a spit take there, where it's just like, what the hell? And I knew instantly what had happened, because I know the flavor of Earl Grey, and I'm not 100% crazy about it. But when it's mixed with English breakfast, forget it. Not doing it. To their credit, they did give me a free one after I explained what happened, and so that was all good. Anyway, I'm gonna try the berries and see how good it is, because it's I like the loose leaf tea, but if I'm not wanting to go through the ritual of it, of doing the whole strainer and all that, I'll just take a tea bag, and yet it can't be just any tea bag; it has to be a good one. All right, how did I get off into into tea? That's what happens, I guess, as I'm integrating this experience of the last couple weeks there. And then, again, talking about the teepee, that energy of what everyone's creating, that will certainly be, geared towards healing. Again, that's August 23rd. I've also got a psychic fair coming up on Saturday there at the Green Man store. And I find that I think I've worked at the Green Man store for about 4 years now, and it's like time has just really flown by. And I love the Green Man. It's a wonderful store, wonderful community that goes to the Green Man. And they're tucked away in NoHo, North Hollywood, just on Lancashire. And, you know, if you didn't know what you're looking for, if you're expecting a big storefront and all that, it's like you'd miss it. You'd drive right by it. And it's okay to be kind of tucked away there, they call it like a destination point rather than, you know, something where everyone can see it. You know, it's like you drive on Ventura Boulevard, you can see the psychic eye, you know, you can see, you know, some of these other places that have the psychics and all that. But this is its own energy. And in every quarter or so, it's like, you know, we do a psychic fair, and there's about 14, 15 practitioners, psychics, mediums, healers that, you know, do abbreviated sessions. You know, $10 for 10 minutes, and you know, 30-minute healing rather than, you know, the full hour or, you know, an hour reading or so. It's like short bursts. You know, one can come in and just ask a simple question. You know, sometimes you know, there's a depending on, of course, the energy of the querent, where, you know, one wants to get to the root of the issue. You know, the reader wants to, you know, open up this can of worms, but, you know, stuffing all the worms back in the can in that 10 minutes or so, at the end of 10 minutes, that can be tricky. So the depth that one goes to, you know, it can't always be just the deepest parts. You know, I say that sometimes it depends on the person. You know, I feel that with relationships, people want to see the either the progress of a relationship with someone, or if it has potential, right? And that can be sussed out, like 10 minutes. One can see the progression of that. But, you know, someone with deeper issues and all, it's like, you know, one can kind of see that, one can gloss over it, but to fully dive in and start doing some healing work, a little bit trickier. But again, just kind of speaking of energy and all, it's like the energy of the psychic fair. You know, there's the room is just buzzing with energy. There's one main room and seven smaller rooms, individual rooms, and sometimes there's people doubled up in the bigger of the seven rooms, and but all of the energy is just it's just high. It's just you know, people ask, you know, it's like, God, you're like wiped out, right? And it's like, no, after being there for 5, 6 hours, 7 hours, it's like you're just buzzing. You know, you can read 20 people and you're still like just buzzing away there, because there's so much of a like an output of energy. And I like to say that when someone is in sync with their highest purpose, it's like, you know, to be that person in the world, it's like, you know, it shouldn't wipe you out. You know, one can be excited to wake up in the morning, and, you know, it's like I can't wait to do what it is that I need to do, to be who I need to be. And, you know, it doesn't mean that there aren't challenges with it, because it should be challenging, it should be exciting, it should be where there's aspects of the unknown, or these various question marks. You know, if everything is so known, it's like it becomes familiar, and then, you know, that familiarity can just kind of keep a groove going that makes a deeper groove and a deeper groove and a deeper groove, and all of a sudden you're in a rut. And so by changing it up a bit, you know, it's like you can still do the work and yet keep it fresh. You know, I was telling a querent yesterday because that idea came up, you know, about being in sync with your purpose, but you know, changing up the energy. And I was explaining to him what it is that I do during the course of a week. And you know, there's stores that I go to that are individual readings. You know, so I'll sit down with querents, or I'll be on the phone with them, but it's the individual readings. And then a couple nights a week, I'm teaching meditation. Another night, I'm teaching tarot, and so it's the same field, and yet it's a different aspect of it. Thursdays, I'm doing a radio show. You know, last week I was doing a workshop, and I was also doing a live video blog on Instagram, all tarot related, but just changing it up, and you know, going from being the reader to a facilitator, a teacher, you know, someone who who steps back and oversees and you know, interjects if there's you know, questions that arise, or you know, a situation that arises that, you know, the students, they kind of like look at you and say, what's going on? Because that happens. So I don't know. What did you guys do? I gave you guys the wheel to the car and you drove it into the ditch. No, I must say that, like when I was doing the Bakersfield workshop, it's like the people that attended, they were very skillful, and you know, all students of the tarot. Some not. Some you know, having gifts in other like psychic sciences. But just, you know, going with it. You know, like if they got some cards there that they didn't understand the history of them, or know the textbook definition, it's like, you know, they went off their feelings, and you know, they were, you know, surprising everyone in a good way. You know, it's just you know, because sometimes a person will preference or the preface their reading with a, well, you know, I haven't studied the tarot, so I don't know if this is going to be accurate or so. I mean, I wish I knew, you know, what the cards meant, but it's like, you know what, just go with it. Just what do you see? What do you feel? And more often than not, that feeling that they're feeling is in sync with the meaning of the card. And so you know, wonderful stuff there. I wanted to say something else about, you know, when I'm facilitating a workshop like that, and you know, it's not everyone has to be a skillful reader of the tarot or a psychic or whatever. You know, it's like there's varying degrees of that interest or ability. And you know, I find that that a willingness to just go in and just you know, open up about your life experience, you know, that has like so much value to it for everyone. You know, for everyone involved, it's like, you know, it's like one person, they came in and asked, you know, if they were going to be asked to take notes, and I was like, you know, it's like, no, No, it's not that kind of class. As far as it's more like an experience. It's like if you go see a band or something and they're playing music and you're like, trying to make notes, jot down notes of what you're seeing. It's like, it's how do you translate it, right? Because it's like, you don't want to like be too analytical about it, too left brain about it. Sometimes it's important to, just put your notebook down, put your phone down, your camera down, and just experience something without trying to record it or record pertinent parts, so that you can experience something fully. I think that's the value in that. Okay, so I think I talked about like all these things that I was going through this week or this month. And I don't know if I mean, I touched upon it a little bit last year, and it's weird, I guess, because of the work that I do out in the world with the Om and all, but there's an opportunity to work at Dark Harbor again, the Queen Mary. So it's a haunt for a month that they do on weekends, Thursday through Sunday. And it's about scaring people. But last year I read there as a tarot reader and also as Zoltar the Magnificent. Zoltar the Mighty and Magnificent, the awe-inspiring and the wonderful. And it was a lot of fun. I had so much fun. I made a lot of friends there. And I learned a ton about reading. About reading in different circumstances, situations. Some of what I do now with the group, with the teepee and what I did last weekend, it has stemmed from my experiences there at Dark Harbor. And without, trying to like recapture some of that energy, it's like, I have the opportunity to go and work there again. So I'm moving forward on it. It's a pretty good jaunt. It's a commitment for my October. But it can be well worth it for me to do that. And so I'm going to do that. I say it's weird because, it's like they dress you up in ghouly makeup and it's like you look scary. It's very mysterious. And there's people jumping out at you and frightening you. And I did have a conversation with them where, it's like I'm not that type of reader. I'm not just going to like make up stuff and say, oh, this card means that you're going to die in about 5 hours tonight. It's like, yeah, I mean, I could scare people, but that's it's not who I am. It's not what I do. And they're like, yeah, sure, do what it is that you do. So I'm like this ghouly guy, and we're talking with people about how they're like gonna get married upcoming, and just the usual stuff that perplexes people about their path forward. 'Cause again, it's not just about it being a put on, because it's not. It's not. I take it way too seriously for it to diminish the quality of the work. I'm going to choose a card. I'm going to choose a card. You know, people have been talking about like this eclipse that's coming up, and you know, it's like we're in the midst of Mercury retrograde and all. You know, is there helpful advice to get us through? You know, I'm not surprised by the Tarot. I was thinking about this card earlier today when I was looking at, you know, just talking about energy and, you know, integrating the energy of the last month. And the card that I just pulled out of the deck is the Strength card. And in the Wizard's Tarot, it has a dragon instead of a lion, but it still represents that raw, brute, unconscious power, energy, strength that it represents. You know, that's what the dragon represents is kind of base energy, and then the maiden, who is like patting the dragon on the nose and giving it a Scooby snack, she represents higher consciousness. And in being able to work with that energy, is not looking to like slay the dragon. It's not looking to fear that energy, that rawness, but to you know, work with it, to tame it, to be able to you know that both of these things together are for our own good, for our own sustainment. You know, it's like you know, sometimes people will come to me and they're like saying, you know, I'm just afraid. You know, I'm afraid to do this. I'm afraid to kind of step up and do what it is I need to do. And it's like, you know, I want that fear to be gone. And it's like, you know, fear is something that we all have. It is something that each and every one of us is aware of inside of ourselves. It's just how we're wired. You know, unless your wiring has, you know, some circuits that get rerouted somewhere else, it's like it's just how we are. And with that idea in mind, it's like, okay, so you know, how do we work with it? How do we accept that we are fearful beings, that we have that energy? It's like, you know, how can we soothe it? You know, how can we give it like a little treat there just to calm it enough, right? To be able to where it doesn't take over, right? It's like a little bit of fear, it can motivate us. Too much can paralyze us. And if we're in that state of being paralyzed by fear, you know, of our mind, you know, just creating all of these scenarios that it's like, oh my God, if I do this, then this is going to happen, and it's just going to all go to shit. You know, if I don't do this, then that's going to happen, and it's all going to go to shit. It's just like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. You know, allowing for that knowledge, that awareness, that we're always going to have, you know, some part of fear, and especially for beings who are on a growth path. You know, anyone who who again like gets too comfortable, they get too in a groove, they're gonna deepen that into a rut. And so, you know, if we're building a way forward for ourselves that has new levels that we're looking to achieve and incorporate into our life, it's like we're going to feel a little bit of unease. We're going to feel, you know, that it's like, oh, okay, you know, or we're not quite grounded. We're, you know, moving to a new area. You know, it's like don't get too comfortable. So again, it's like I was thinking of this card too, you know, and you know, especially with that aspect of control, of like looking to control, you know, because I think that there's a, when you're looking to dominate something, then you know, it's like you become like responsible for it too, and you know, like if it's another person, it's like, you know, we can't control someone else. We certainly try, you know, and I think that's all of us. But, you know, deep down, I think that, you know, we can have influence, but we're not actually like controlling the person to do what it is that they're doing in life. It's their choice. So with you know, looking to work with, right, to you know, again, we're not looking to kill fear within us. We're not looking to deaden ourselves to the world. You know, we're looking to be to balance out our sensitivity, so that yes, it's like, you know, one can feel the aliveness of the world, but not, you know, if it becomes too sensitive, it's like kind of pulling back a little bit, you know, especially if it's overwhelming and keeps you from moving forward. It's like reining it in, you know. Is that controlling it? It's like taming it. You know, it's like, you know, I think that card is, you know, it's one that asks us to kind of be practical in life, where it's not where it's fully under our control, as far as this part of ourself. You know, because again, we can kill something, right? If we're you know, putting too much pressure on it, it's like that other card, the devil card, which is the card of control. You know, if we look to control it, it can end up controlling us. If we're looking to, oh God, there's nothing like a dog barking, right? Especially a high-pitched dog. Let's see, what can I throw at her? I know, a checkbook. Okay. I have never done that before on the radio, and I didn't hit her, but I hit a bag that like kind of like fell over by her. the devil card and that control, that's where, you know, things get to be just, you know, so intense that you start to lose yourself in it, in that type of control. Things become addictions. And the idea is to not lose that balance, you know, within yourself. it's to not go overboard with it. I pulled one more card, and I'll to look at energy. And the card that came up is the Nine of Cups, the Wish card. And that too is energy that we invest in for a moment, and then we let it go. Right? A wish is something that, you know, it's just like a little like piece of whimsical, you know, it's I don't want to say it's like fantasy, but it's just something that, you know, if you could like just throw out there what your heart desired, right? It's just like where you just kind of put yourself out on a limb and say, oh, okay, I'm gonna, you know, wish for this, and you know, it can be, you know, where the sky's the limit, right? And there's an aspect of where one makes their wish and just lets go of it. And, you know, if it comes about, it comes about. And, you know, that type of energy, it's like, you know, if we hold on to it, then we can become obsessed with it. And yet if we let it go, then we can just let it kind of float around next to us, you know, float around and kind of be there on the path around us, and be there as a form of inspiration, you know, a little orb of guidance for us, but not having to, you know, be the heavy energy of like, I must have this, and where, you know, again, one becomes obsessed. You know, is there balance to that too, right? If someone is just like, you know, wishing for everything in their life, then are they being practical, taking practical steps towards manifesting, you know, or are they just wishing? Because wishing is different from manifesting. Wishing is just putting an intention out there. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of the process, but it's only part of the process. You know, energetically, there's that lighter vibration stuff, and then there's the heavier vibration stuff of like the physical work that we do to bring about what it is that we want for ourselves. You know, everything that we want for ourselves in the physical realm, you know, it takes effort to bring it to us. And, you know, the higher vibration stuff, the stuff of intentions, wishes, meditative work, that's all part of it. And yet, you know, it's not all of it. It's not all of it. All right. So I hope that's helpful. In regards to, I mean, it's helpful to me, you know, because I'm just kind of using this time to integrate, you know, some of my experiences, and you know, again, where I'm doing like the workshops that are energy workshops, it's important, you know, for me to you know, go into them with a very open mind and an open heart, an allowance of letting people, you know, do their thing. As far as you know, I mean, there's moments there where I'm just incredibly grateful, incredibly grateful for being able to facilitate the space for others to talk about stuff that they haven't talked about in a while, or to emote, to cry, to laugh, to connect, to bond with others in ways that they may not have beforehand, it's an opportunity, right, to create new friends and to have a shared experience. And that for me, that's invaluable. It's like, when I wonder how I got into this work. And it's not like a straight line. It's not a straight line. It's just a desire. You go out there, you start doing what you can, parts of it, and then it starts to come together. And again, it's like anyone out there who's who recognizes in themselves a calling, to be of service out in the world. It's like, it's finding the right vehicle or vehicles, plural, in order to allow yourself to grow in it, and to reach out, and to share your own experience, to open up so that others can share their experience, and you go from there. Go from there. All right. My website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com. And that has my Om chant CDs. Those are played throughout the world in meditation centers and yoga studios. I had another querent. I talked to a lot of people, but she asked me if I was on Spotify. And yes, I am. I am on Spotify. My albums, I think all 7 or 8 of them are on Spotify. Om Sanctuary, Om Eternity, Om Serenity, 108 Sacred Oms, Om Indigenous. There's a couple in there. I'm forgetting. Om Beats. Ooch, 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 ooch. Om. All of those are on what do they call them? What do they call them? Streaming services? That's what they call them. technology. It's pretty wonderful. All right. And this Saturday, I'll be at the Green Man with a bunch of other psychics and healers from 11 to 6. And I think the last reading time starts at 5:30, or, it's like, don't get there at 6 and expect to get a reading. It's like, get there, I think the last is 5:30. So, but it starts at 11, and, it's a solid 7 hours of reading, and just love it. So, if you make it, drop by and check it out. And, it's like, you don't have to read with me, It's like there's a bunch of people there, but come and check it out, because it's a really great time, really high energy. And I think there's food downstairs too. I think there's actual people bring food and all. It's like it's a community thing, all right? It's like minds, that kind of stuff. So if you're looking for a psychic community to hang out with, then the Green Man is as good as any other. Lots of really great folks there. There's some people I really love there. All right, that's it. August 23rd, there's a TPE experience, Wizard plus Tarot plus TPE. That's a Thursday, and that's in Agora on a ranch with coyotes in the background and the moon, and it's amazing. It's beautiful. Owls, crickets, amazing. All right, many blessings. I will be back next Thursday, and have a wonderful week. And stay cool, everyone. All right. Thank you for listening to Wizard Talk.